Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday. A $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Fisker Ocean owners are footing their own recall bills. The Kia Electric Stinger could be coming. And Dodge launches the Charger EV sales. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why Jeremy Clarkson has ignited a new row about electric vehicles. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Wednesday, 18th of September. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. And welcome to a new podcast producer, Martin Clear. I had a couple come through yesterday, actually, so I've got a few names to read out. One a day, so everyone gets their time in the spotlight. Martin Clear is a new producer. Patreon supporters get the episodes ad-free. Be like Martin by clicking on a link in the show notes. Well, a recent survey has revealed a significant shift in consumer interest, with nearly half of all internal combustion engine owners say they now consider the move to electric vehicles primarily because of the rising cost of combustion fuels. Well, as fuel prices soar, the appeal of EVs, known for lower operating costs, is becoming too compelling to ignore for many. The survey was conducted by Octopus here in the UK. I'm with Octopus Energy for my home electricity, and obviously EV charging is a big part of that. And Octopus Electric Vehicles are part of their company, and they indicated that the financial burden of fueling conventional cars is now prompting drivers to seek alternatives, with petrol prices over £1.45 a litre in the UK, and nearly all of that being taxed, by the way, in case my American listeners are thinking, wow, firstly, what's it in gallons, they're thinking, but also, sounds expensive? Yeah, it's really expensive to buy fuel over here. Fueling an EV, 7 pence per kilowatt hour, at least overnight, and if I plug my car in during the day on Octopus Intelligent Go and the algorithm decides it wants to do some charging at some point, I pay 7 pence, but I pay that on my whole house bill. They don't split out what I'm charging, which is, that is incredible. Oh, by the way, if you are the last person who's not on Octopus yet, everyone I know is, but if you'd like to move to Octopus, then I do have a code for friends of the podcast on my social media feeds. If you're on X Twitter, then you can have a look at EV News Daily. I'll pin it to the top. And if you want to use my code, then we split £100, which is really, really cool. You can sign up again online now that the whole pandemic stuff has gone and they stopped sign-ups for a while and all things like that. And you can get yourself a really good deal. And it's those switching to EV also unlikely to revert. 96% of current EV owners will stay electric. Now, that's a really interesting data point because I've seen, admittedly, some of the less well-informed, perhaps, you know, journalists or writers or newspapers or blogs or whatever, talking about, oh, people, once they go electric, are bound to go back to combustion when they realise, you know, how terrible it is. Well, 96% saying that their next purchase will be an EV. 34% of petrol and diesel owners are interested in reducing their running costs as the reason to go EV. 55% named positively impacting the environment. 41% like the fact that it's high tech. And the survey further revealed that 79% of EV operators report being very satisfied with charging. 13% are neutral about that, and nearly everyone said they charged at home, and two-thirds of most charging is done at home. 88% of people asked are on a specialised electricity tariff. All right, moving on. One of the headline stories today, Dodge has made headlines with the official launch of their all-electric muscle car, the Charger Daytona RT. The high-performance Scat Pack has 670 horsepower, 0 to 60 miles an hour, that's just under 100 kph, in 3.3 seconds. The base RT model with the Stage 1 kit is only 496 horsepower, that's 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds. Starting prices are $60,000 for the Daytona RT and $73,000 for the Scat Pack. They do qualify for the full federal tax credit, that's $7,500. Dodge has opened the ordering process as of yesterday, offering a VIP experience for early adopters. You can go to dodgegarage.com to secure your vehicle, and they're going to hit dealer lots from the fourth quarter of this year. Those who finalise their orders by the end of next month, end of October 2024, you get your performance driving school experience thrown in and a welcome kit, your own authenticity letter, your own driving gloves and other unique items as well. Well, here's another headline story today, and that's Fisker Ocean owners left-footing the repair bills and costs of recalls amidst bankruptcy. Fisker Ocean owners are finding themselves in an unprecedented situation. The bankrupt EV maker has announced that while it will provide parts for two of the outstanding recalls at no cost, the owners are on the hook for labour expenses. This comes as a further blow to customers who invested, at one point, up to $70,000 in Fisker's flagship Ocean EV. Many have already been grappling with undrivable vehicles. That's if you can get in them, if the key fob even works. Describing their expensive purchases pretty poorly online, one person called it, I quote, a lawn ornament. The recalls in question address critical issues, including faulty door handles that may become stuck, a water pump malfunction that could lead to a loss of drive power. Now, Fisker chalks off the decision to its current financial situation under Chapter 11 bankruptcy, leaving owners to bear the burden of repair costs. If I was Henrik Fisker, I'd be keeping a very low profile in the industry for, I think, a long time. Maybe count some of those millions they made from that SPAC deal and the widely reported massive house purchase that him and his wife, who was also, what was she, chief financial officer or something? I think she's got a financial background. I'm not saying that it was a token role by any means at all. But both of them, I'm sure, have no friends amongst those that bought the vehicles. And adding to the complexity, Fisker didn't have a dealer network, which typically means that they look after recalls. The absence leaves Ocean owners in a vulnerable position with limited options. The company told owners it will provide a list of authorised repairers by the end of this month, but doesn't alleviate the immediate concerns of owners facing, well, potential safety issues if you've got your family in the car. You don't want a loss of drive power, you know, at speed. And three of the five outstanding recalls can be done over-the-air updates at no cost, but that might leave vehicle features unavailable. So the Ocean ends up in this kind of technological limbo, is the best way I can think of describing it. The situation raises serious questions about consumer protection. The NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, would normally require a manufacturer to cover recalls for 15 years in the US if you sell a vehicle there. So I think this is probably, you know, if there's any money left at the, you know, behind the sofa in Fisker's bank account, I think that there's going to be certainly plenty of legal challenges to this decision. Now, let's talk about one of the big boys of the EV world, and that is a luxury EV minivan, an MPV, if you like. The Zeekr 009 Grand has been capturing the attention in China with its impressive specs and rapid delivery timeline. Launched back in April this year, the Zeekr 009 Grand, also called the Glory Edition, offers a blend of performance and luxury. It's a four-seater. It's this massive, massive van. And it's got these massive armchairs in the back, which is that version of the regular 009 MPV. It's on sale for 790,000 yuan. That's about $111,000 equivalent. If you thought all Chinese EVs were these cheap little runarounds, well, you couldn't be more wrong. They've delivered over 1,000 of them as well. It's a very affluent consumer base in China. And the automaker noted that between May and August, 15% of the total sales of the 009 lineup, which was about 6,000, were for this really top-end model. Sleek black exterior, over 5 meters long, over 2 meters wide, almost 2 meters high, 3.2 meter wheelbase, and this 2 plus 2 seating arrangement with a massive second row with a large center console and a 43-inch display on an 800-volt platform as well. So really a good platform, all-wheel drive, 310-kilowatt rear motor, I think, and about 270-kilowatt front motor. So rear-wheel bias, but almost 600 kilowatts of power on that 108-kilowatt-hour NMC battery. So really amazing specs, but really big price. And the affluent Chinese market seem to love it. On tomorrow's podcast, by the way, on tomorrow, it's a bit of a tease for tomorrow's podcast. I want to tell you more about a big MPV, big minivan that is coming to the UK and European markets, not for another year or so, made by LEVC. That's also Geely. That is the company that owns the London Black Cab company. And so you've seen those flying around the capital, seen them around London, seen them everywhere, actually. This van from LEVC is, well, it's an eight-seater. But when I say it's an eight-seater, it's a 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. And it's really impressive. And we've got to wait over a year for it. But I'll tell you more about that on tomorrow's podcast. We'll take a short break when I return. Oh, lots to get into today. Looks like Germany is fighting against these China tariffs that are coming into the UK, and Mercedes-Benz want to build the EQS SUV version outside of the US, this time in India. And I'll tell you why if you stick around. Back in a sec.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Well, if you heard an advert or two, you're listening to the free version of the podcast on the RSS feed. You can find this show in all the usual places. Come 1st of October, I think as the podcast grows, it's time to update the Patreon levels because they're probably 4 or 5 years old now. And both in terms of what the benefits that you get and potentially the pricing as well. Rest assured, if you're a current patron, your current price is locked in. You will be grandfathered. You will pay no more for as long as you are a patron. But more details on that. I mean, I might not change the pricing. I might simplify it or maybe something like that. Put a new top tier for businesses that want to do like a headline sponsorship. For now, though, I want your input on something. I've been considering making any extra shows that we do, like weekend shows or Saturday specials, or if we look at a new car, an updated car, or an interview, limited for the patrons for a period of time, and then obviously it has to go into the free feed, because the point of this show is to advocate for clean mobility. That means reaching the most amount of people, and that means not locking it behind a paywall forever. But I also want an exclusivity period so that patrons feel that they get something before it's shared more widely. And so there's a poll online. Check out my Patreon page. In fact, I will pin this to the top because yesterday's podcast is probably two posts above it. So I'm going to pin that to the top, even though it's an older post. There's a little vote. How long should the Patreon supporters get the podcasts exclusively for? Any with the bonus ones? Not at all. 1 day, 24 hours, 1 week, so 7 days, or one calendar month. Get a vote in, 33 votes in so far, and I'll close that on Sunday night. Let me hear your thoughts. Leave a comment as well. A lovely couple of comments, one from Pete earlier today, one from Rajiv as well, saying, you know, you're not busy enough. I'm really worried about you making anything extra. Yeah, this would be maybe a Saturday show. Or, you know, an interview or one of the, you know, I'm not going to add an eighth show into the week. I guess, you know, I also make a headline show called Briefly, if you don't listen to that, for people who are really time stuck, which is everything in 4 minutes. And so, yeah, maybe we're making 14 shows a week at the minute. So don't intend to be 15. Right, moving on. And Germany and China are both trying to rally support amongst other European Union members to block the tariffs. There's the vote coming on September 25th. Recent communications from Berlin indicate that German officials are actively reaching out to all their counterparts across Europe in a last-minute bid to build a coalition. The urgency of this initiative reflects the significant implications that duties on Chinese EVs would impose on European manufacturers over there in China as well, potentially stifling innovation, really complicates trade relations. The diplomatic push coincides with a visit from China's Minister of Commerce, who is engaging with policymakers across Europe ahead of the big vote on the 25th of this month. After spending the weekend in Italy, he's now off to meet the German Minister for Economic Affairs, and then we'll head to Brussels, and we will see if this diplomatic effort does anything to reduce the what is going to be 48% tariffs, because the 38 plus 10 of some of the Chinese car makers. Now, Kia has ambitious EV plans. We know that. But what about an entry-level EV and a high-performance EV? Well, they're setting their sights on expanding their EV lineup at the bottom and the top, if you want to call it bottom and top. City car and high-performance flagship. With the introduction of the EV1, I mean, the EV1 is, you know, it's not confirmed. as far as I know, with all the details, but I think we think that, yeah, there's going to be an EV1 coming. It'll be a compact EV, succeeding, you know, the Kia Picanto, so very small, and targeting a price point below 20,000 euros or 17,000 pounds UK. The current EV3 starts at 35,000 euros or 30,000 pounds. The new Super Mini, the EV2, will start under 30,000 euros or 25,000 pounds in 2026, and we're waiting for really battery tech progress to allow for a sub 20,000 euro city car that also has very compelling specs. Kia described it as being very challenging. On the opposite end of the spectrum, Kia's exploring developing a high-performance Stinger GT Electric to really improve the brand image in terms of performance. The versatility of the skateboard architectures, the EGMP that underpins things like EV6, EV9, would allow all-wheel drive, big power in an electric GT car. Let's talk Mercedes-Benz EQS SUV. Earlier this week on Monday, 2 days ago, Mercedes-Benz introduced the EQS SUV version to India, priced from about $170,000 equivalent, as the second EV model to be made in India following the sedan version of the EQS. It marks a big step in the company's efforts to increase EV production and localize them where the cars are being sold. To enhance EV sales in India, Mercedes-Benz is going to focus on local production there, as the current landscape imposes very heavy tariffs on imported vehicles, 110% on fully built EVs, and 18% if you're using the knockdown kit or completely knockdown CKD kits. By localizing EQS production in India, you mitigate those tariffs, making their offerings more accessible. At the minute, the company assembles 11 of their models domestically, proving beneficial in terms of market demand and also pricing. Let's get into making the batteries here in Europe then. Our great hope was a company called is a company called Northvolt, but their green ambitions are facing struggles. Sweden's aspirations to become a leader in green battery production are facing significant hurdles as Northvolt, the country's flagship battery startup, struggles. The company's challenges highlight the complexities of scaling up battery technology. Northvolt was founded back in 2017, achieving a milestone by becoming Europe's first domestic manufacturer of battery cells in 2021. Located just north of the Arctic Circle, the facility symbolises Europe's ambition to compete and be a global maker of EV batteries. But it's a critical junction as it grapples with what is, you know, very capital-intensive process, financial losses. They need more money. In response to the challenges, Northvolt announced plans to downsize the workforce, shut down parts of the facility, and reevaluate timelines for the plants, which are in Sweden, Germany, and Canada. These measures come despite the company having raised over $15 billion in funding over the years, more than any other privately owned startup in all of Europe. Well, the current fundraising climate has become increasingly challenging for Northvolt. Major automakers like Volkswagen are a big Northvolt investor, and Volvo expressing worries. In a notable setback, BMW, an early supporter, cancelled a $2 billion contract because they couldn't get the cells they needed at the timeline they needed. Northvolt executives arguing the company's not received the government support compared to companies in other countries like Germany, where assistance comes in the form of loan guarantees. The Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson has made it clear the government will not intervene and prop up Northvolt. Northern Sweden, with its abundant renewables, has become a focal point for the green transition. There's quite a well-known example of an all-electric flying school, which I don't think is too far from Northvolt, actually, all on the same kind of campus, if you like. So, you know, the area is embracing the green transition, but a lot to do for Northvolt CEO Peter Carlson, and you know, a lot to do in Europe as well. Now let's talk how we charge vehicles very quickly. Megawatt charging. Alpitronic, a very, very great producer of EV hardware, charging hardware. Alpitronic introducing details of their new megawatt charging system for trucks, set to deliver an impressive output of a megawatt or 1,000 kilowatts. This system promises to transform heavy-duty charging. and the official unveiling scheduled for Jan or Feb 2025. Alpitronic presenting the initial concept now of their high-performance charging stations. And in Munich, the company aiming to conduct tests with E.ON customers ahead of their commercial launch. The next-generation charging solution has maximum charging current of 1,500 amps, and they say that an efficiency of 97% reduces losses and is designed with scalability in mind. Now, not just Northvolt struggling here in Europe, but one of their big shareholders, Volkswagen, facing major job cuts and maybe even plant closures. Europe's largest automaker, Volkswagen AG, is poised for a shift in its operations as they grapple with financial pressures and fierce competition from the Chinese market. The company is considering drastic measures like closing production facilities and eliminating 15,000 jobs, even in the home market of Germany. Unheard of, well, at least in modern times. According to analysts at Jefferies, VW may have the authority to close plants, but the supervisory board will want approval of that as they face operational cost increases and, you know, lots of, whether it's the, I say American companies, but Tesla's a global company. But, you know, and BYD's a Chinese company, but BYD's a global company. But the likes of Tesla and BYD putting the squeeze on Volkswagen. The decision to open the door to potential plant closures in Europe's biggest economy in Germany was unthinkable previously. It will trigger prolonged issues with labour representatives, with the unions, given the influence of the union on Volkswagen's board. Half of the board members are labour representatives, and the German state of Lower Saxony itself holds a 20% stake in the company. Unique ownership, unique environment in which it operates under. Very, very difficult for VW to modernise, many would say. Now, let's do a couple of stories on the UK. In fact, let's do three stories on the UK, but all of which I think are applicable wherever you're listening to this podcast around the world, because it's not just about our unique circumstances. All of this really applies to everyone. And then we'll finish off with what Jeremy Clarkson said about EVs. Now, the UK government is, like all governments around the world, looking at when to ban the sale of new vehicles solely powered by petrol and diesel. They, a new government in the UK, the Labour government, say that the 2030 date remains in place, but want to remind everybody that the recent confusion and media reports over the last 24 or 48 hours claiming the government's done a U-turn, a retreat from this plan, the Department for Transport emphasising that the original timeline is being reinstated, just as the Labour guarantee before the election said that they would, but for pure combustion. They said they were committed to restoring the original 2030 phase out of pure combustion. The spokesperson noting that hybrids, the combined battery and electric power, will be permitted now, which wasn't clear, from 2030 to 2035 under Labour's plan. Now, again, I've said this, gosh, multiple times on this podcast. There's no clarity on what that means. I've looked and looked and looked, and short of me turning up at Whitehall and knocking on a door and asking someone from the Department for Transport or a Member of Parliament, what is the size of battery? What is the criteria of how far that car must be certified WLTP as electric-only miles will you put on it? Because what's a hybrid vehicle and what's not? There's no definition for this in today's announcement. So yeah, they're going to allow hybrids from 2030, 2035. But what's enormously frustrating is when you have even a degree of literacy in terms of electric vehicles, which you and I have. You listen to this, you know, daily podcast about EVs, so you know more than everybody. And I've been doing this for a long time, so some of it's bound to have sunk into the noggin at some point. What does hybrid mean? Does hybrid mean mild 48-volt hybrid system that is a starter generator? Or is it a plug-in hybrid? Is it that you are able to put electricity into the vehicle with a plug socket? I doubt it. I think when they say hybrid, they mean Toyota Prius. I strongly say, you know, is a 1 kilowatt-hour battery enough to be a hybrid? Is it a 500 watt hour? is it an e-bike battery that's 250 watts? You know, I'm not being facetious. There's no details about this, and I find it annoying because there's good people advising them. There's good trade bodies. There's good advocacy organisations. And like I say, short of me going up there, you know, with a PowerPoint presentation, it's enormously frustrating to be said, oh, we're going to allow hybrids for an extra 5 years now. Oh, great. Brilliant. All right. Maybe your government is as woolly. I don't know. Right. VAT cuts. We have a thing called value-added tax. Many countries do. We don't pay sales tax, but we do. We pay VAT. And a reduction or a cancellation of VAT on electric vehicles is what might be needed to invigorate consumer interest, according to the Chief Operating Officer of Auto Trader, Catherine Fayers. The current climate poses significant challenges to the industry in going EV, and cutting or eliminating VAT entirely on EVs, but also on public charging. Yes, my friends, we don't have VAT on our... We pay 5% VAT on our home electricity, but we pay the full rate when we charge our car. Well, it could be 10 metres outside our driveway on a public charger, which is wrong. Discussions around charging mechanisms for EVs and road charging are all gaining traction, and many EV owners are early adopters who are happy to make sacrifices, she points out, but the next cohort of consumers won't be so willing to make as many compromises. Currently, two-thirds of car makers are falling short of the target they need to hit what we call the ZEV mandate, ZEV mandate, stipulating that 22% of fleets must consist of zero-emission models. I mean, they're all going to miss it, apart from Tesla and a couple of others, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. The last 3 months of the year, by the way, are going to be incredible for discounts because... It's going to be cheaper for some to sell an EV at a cheaper price to you than to pay the significant fine to the UK government. Now, they can also buy credits from their competitors. They can also defer it. We're not going to get into that now. It is a little bit more complicated than I'm making it out to seem. But basically, if you're falling behind on your 22% this year, which can be put off for future years, but either way, probably better to discount your EVs, get them out the door, or you're saving up big trouble for years to come. Now, let's talk about how Chinese EVs could be a risk to all of us. Oh, no! Now, this is singled out electric vehicles, and this also annoyed me. And I'm not ranting, but let me tell you the story. The UK's reliance on Chinese EVs has set alarm bells amongst security experts, according to this report. The dependence extends beyond complete vehicles to include critical components, raising questions about data security. Sam Goodman is the policy director at the Centre for Secure Information Technologies, the CSIRO, voicing serious concerns today about the lack of awareness surrounding the risks of Chinese EVs. Oh my gosh! I own two of them! My goodness, Xi Jinping knows everything that I had for breakfast. Anyway, he points out, this is Mr. Goodman, not Mr. Xi, Sam Goodman points out that there's a worrying gap in understanding within the government about the consequences of buying Chinese electric vehicles. He says, and I quote, "We've heard little from the new government on the risks of Chinese EVs. We urge that this be addressed. Otherwise, the UK risks alienating its closest allies, deepening the dependency on China for our EV supply chain," end quote. Yeah, China sell lots of cars here that aren't EVs, and yet not a single one of those is mentioned. So I wonder, and again, I have not spoken to the Centre for Secure Information Technologies, who funds them? I mean, because if you're funded by the combustion industry, the fossil industry, and your job is to put out a negative report on EVs or Chinese EVs, then you will. But why did this report not also mention all of the Chinese combustion cars and commercial vehicles that are everywhere? Buses and things like that. Well, the BYD buses, they're all spying on us, aren't they? And so I read this report. I had a little chuckle. They're really trying to raise the alarm bells in terms of national security laws. But with, you know, they talked about things like, you know, Huawei and their technology in Western communications networks. But at no point did they not mention Chinese cars that are not Chinese electric vehicles. They talked about MG, part of the state-owned SAIC group in China. Yes, I completely agree. These Chinese-made vehicles can possibly have technology inside them that maybe if I was the Ministry of Defence, I probably wouldn't procure. But I don't mind having a Polestar on my driveway. because honestly, life is too short. I got a lot of stuff to worry about. And if the SIM card in my Polestar is telling the Chinese, you know, I don't know, my Gmail password, then have at it. Like, you know what? I'm so insignificant in this whole thing. I'm sure that it's not, but this report is trying to make everybody terrified of electric vehicles, particularly the ones that come from China. And doesn't mention all of the combustion EVs, the Chinese car makers. Why would they not put all this spy technology in their petrol, you know, Omodas and stuff? Sorry, this is a little bit tinfoil hat for me. But maybe we should get them on the podcast as an interview and ask some, you know, genuine, respectful questions of this person. And finally, let's talk about Jeremy Clarkson. Jeremy Clarkson's finished off the grand tour. That's all wrapped up now, by the way. That's all done and dusted. I love the Grand. I love Top Gear. Love Grand Tour. I haven't seen the last few because we cancelled our Amazon subscription because we weren't buying stuff on Amazon Prime and it was just like a tenner a month going out of the account. So we cancelled. So I've not seen the last few they've made, but I really love those programs. They're so well made. It is, you know, if you love entertainment in the car genre, no one does it better, I think, than, yes, it's a format. Yes, you can be critical of what what they do. I get it if it's not your cup of tea. I appreciate that. But they have signed off now on the Grand Tour. And at the end of the show, he took time to criticise EVs. Now, I spent 25 years in traditional media before I started just doing podcasts for you. And so that's been my life. You know, my life has been in traditional broadcast linear media. And so it's funny when I watch something like the Grand Tour, if they devote 5 minutes or just 1 minute to bashing EVs, you have to remember not a single frame of that program makes its way out of the, you know, the final edit without having a good reason. So it's either in there because the producers wanted to make a point. It's either in there because it's controversial and it gets PR. And, you know, Clarkson's brilliant at getting PR. He knows the game. He knows how to manipulate you and I and the media, you know, to be talked about. Or maybe just he, as the executive producer or owner or whatever he is, of the Grand Tour, wanted it in because he hates EVs. And none of it really matters, but everyone's gone a little bit loopy. They drove an old 1980s Lancia, or he did. Hammond had a 70s Ford Capri, and James May had a 1974 Triumph Stag. All brilliant, by the way, as weekend cars. Let's not get rid of them. Let's have them in our garages as enthusiasts and, you know, weekend fixer-uppers. I'm all for that. But at the end, Jeremy Clarkson lamented the loss of engine sounds, said, and I quote, "And all you lot growing up today with your electric cars, you're never going to hear it. There are lots of reasons why we're jacking in this show, but for me, one of the main reasons, I'm not interested in electric cars. They're just white goods. They're washing machines. They're microwave ovens," end quote. And so he dismissed EVs, and that's super cool because, you know, I don't mind if Jeremy Clarkson hates EVs. So he's really good at what he does. Was it in there just because it panders to the base? I've said this before. Do I think Donald Trump believes everything that comes out of his mouth? No. Do I think the people at those Donald Trump rallies believe it? No. But it's like going to a Rolling Stones gig, those rallies. Just do the greatest hits, Mick. Don't do the new stuff, Mick. We just want to hear, just do Paint It Black, Mick. Don't you dare do the new stuff. You know, and so oftentimes give the people what they want. And Clarkson gave the fans what they want, which is a, you know, a big heavy tackle on EVs. Lots of people took the bait on that. You know, I love Johnny Smith, who's, you know, the old cup herbert, as he used to be, late break show, responding online saying this is utter, utter BS. Can't say that word because you might be listening in the car with kids, and said that the idea that EVs are threatening car culture, he argued for a coexistence and a balanced discussion. Yeah, so he took the bait on that one. Look, I don't think Clarkson particularly hates EVs, but it was in there for a reason. And I'd love to know. I'll never get to find out, but I'd love to know why they put that in the edit. Because they must make thousands of hours of rushes. It must be a frightful job to go through all of that footage and think about what's cut and what doesn't make it into that final program. And the fact they devoted precious time to hating EVs, I'd love to know why. But, yeah, don't lose any sleep over it. That's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii. Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Ireland YouTube channel. Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.